You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
It's just gone 1:30 here at Live and the Local 1FM. Now, how many of you remember just before we went into these lockdowns, we would normally have had a call from the Shepparton Visitors Information Centre on a Friday afternoon around about this time? Well, they're back, folks. I have Sharon on the line from the Visitors Information Centre. Good afternoon, Sharon.
Good afternoon, Johnny, and good afternoon to all the listeners from our Visitor Centre team. How good is it to have events back on?
Oh, it's great to have you back, yes, and to hear your voice once again. Fantastic, Sharon.
So, just to go through what's on this weekend.
We have got by what you've sent us, we've got a bit on coming up this weekend. It's going to be very busy.
We have. So, Adventure is on this weekend at Victoria Park Lake with stand-up paddleboard hire. Now, the aim is to glide across the water without falling in.
Yep.
Sounds tricky to me.
It does too.
Luckily, the hire includes a life jacket.
Oh, well, that's good.
It's on this Friday and Saturday from 3 till 7 and Sunday 12:30 till 4 and run by Get Moving Greater Shepparton at the northern end of the lake near Aquamoves for just $20 for a 45-minute hire session, including the board, leg rope and paddle as well. Bookings are required and everyone does need to be fully vaccinated, which is going to be common with all the things on.
Yeah, I think so too. Yep, yep.
In town this weekend are many, many basketballers for the Greater Shepparton Basketball Annual Junior Tournament. If you're keen to check out the action, it's on at Shepparton Sports Stadium. Entry is free for spectators and the competition will include teams from under 12 all the way through to under 18s. We extend a very warm welcome to the 200 basketball teams and their supporters this weekend.
Exactly. I was talking to our Jason from one of our sponsors here at Live and Local 1FM on Monday, and he was one of the referees, and he was saying, you know, 200 teams and there's, what, 8 or 9 on a team? That's a heck of a lot of kids in Shepparton this weekend.
The town is very heavily booked this
Absolutely.
Weekend.
Absolutely. It's great stuff.
And at Kidstown in Maritna tomorrow is the annual Pacifica Festival, and it's the only event of its kind in regional Victoria with live music, cultural dance, displays and art and island foods for purchase, so we're very lucky here in Greater Shepparton. It's starting at 3 p.m. and going through to 9:30. Weather is looking perfect to pack a picnic blanket and have a great day out.
I reckon this is going to be a beauty. There's some fantastic food on offer.
Yes, and that's free entry. It's just be the gold coin donation through to Kidstown, but once you're in there, that's, yeah.
It's all on. Absolutely fantastic. Now, once again, must be double vaccinated too. That's one of those things, isn't
exactly.
it?
And on Sunday, the community market is on at Emerald Bank with a new section down along behind Milestone Cafe. It's on from 8:30 to 1:30. Entry is just a gold coin donation. They've got a great range of fresh produce at farm gate prices, with lots of other market stalls of craft and giftware and a few food trucks as well.
Exactly right. And if someone's new to our area and's not sure where that one is, that's out at the windmill out on the highway going towards Melbourne.
Exactly.
Fantastic place.
And then the Friends of the Australian Botanic Gardens in Kyala are having a plant sale on Sunday from 10 till 12. Great opportunity to pick up a native plant or shrub for just $5 and support the gardens at the same time, either for yourself or a gift for a green-thumbed friend.
That's absolutely beauty, that one. I had a little note on that one before. It's cash sales only too, but they won't have any FPOS machines out there. So your $5 per plant, take some money with you.
And Friends of Botanic Gardens members also receive a 20% discount on that one.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's
not bad at all, yep.
I saw that they had a great range of plants, including kangaroo paws, native hibiscus, violets, daisies, medium to small shrubs, ground covers, so pretty much everything down there. There's a bit of information too about that the work has started on the pathway from the children's garden to the main entrance.
Oh,
so if
right.
you plan to come over the new bridge, you may need to take a detour along the forest walk and cross over to Honeysuckle Rise on the levee bank, or follow the walk all the way around to the terrace garden and come over Honeysuckle Rise from the far end. But with water in the wetlands, either way, beautiful walk.
Sounds absolutely great, Sharon. It really does. Fantastic. Now, how are you settling into your new home?
We're settling in beautifully here, the new Sam. And with the gallery now open and the cafe open upstairs with the beautiful views over the lake, it's picture perfect.
Absolutely fantastic. No worries. Now, you're open daily from 9 till 5?
Yes, we are. Every day except Christmas Day. And for more information about these events, listeners can go to visitshepparton.com.au or call our Visitor Centre team on 5832 9330. Or better yet, come in and see us.
Sounds like a great plan. No worries at all.
Thanks so much, Johnny.
No worries, Sharon. Thank you for calling us and giving us great information. I look forward to talking to someone from the centre, either yourself or maybe Marie next week. It'd be absolutely fantastic.
Fantastic. Thanks, Johnny.
Sharon, thank you very much. No worries. Bye-bye for now. There goes Sharon from the Visitors Information Centre. Listen, that's some great information. There's a heck of a lot coming up this weekend. So it's really great.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.